Where can you get ideas every single day without fail to help grow your dental practice? And what the heck does WIWO mean? Well, those are some of the things we're going to be talking about on today's episode of the Dental Practice Fixers podcast. Hey there, I'm Dr. Richard Matto, and I'm co-founder of the Matto Center for Dental Practice Success, where you can find us at madow.com. Thanks so much for being with me on today's podcast, the Dental Practice Fixers. Please check out the show notes because we've got some things that go beyond what I'm talking about on the podcast every single time in the show notes. So check them out if you can. If you can't check them out, the one thing you absolutely should do is subscribe to our e-newsletter. That means that you'll hear from me in your inbox every now and then with practice growth tips, great stories, also updated information on our upcoming seminars and webinars, which we are having. We're actually having one in Baltimore. Man, can I remember the date? Of course not. Let's see if I can find it on my calendar here. I should have been more prepared. It's June the 14th, right at my home, actually, in Baltimore, Maryland. It's going to be a small seminar where we talk about how to create a memorable patient experience in your practice. It's just for our podcast listeners and email subscribers. So if you want to find out more, go to matto.com/experience. Or maybe even better yet, subscribe to our e-newsletter. Just go to matto.com/newsletter, and I'll visit your inbox every now and then with, again, some great practice growth tips, information on upcoming seminars, webinars, ways to save money on products and services, all kinds of great things. So make sure you do it. Plus, if that's not enticing enough, we do drawings every now and then. And if you subscribe to the newsletter in the drawing, and the winner gets, and I'm showing you mine right here if you're watching this on the video, a Dental Practice Fixers coffee mug. I'm drinking delicious hot green tea out of mine right now, but you can drink whatever the heck you want in there. I don't care. And as a matter of fact, the last winner, we just did a drawing, and the winner was Z. Lois Schenker. So Z. Lois Schenker, wherever you are, I hope you're enjoying your Dental Practice Fixers coffee mug. Look how great this turned out. Don't you want one for yourself? Go to matto.com/newsletter. Sign up and you'll be entered in a drawing. So, as some of you may know, for the last 30 plus years, I've been writing articles, blogs, speaking, doing this podcast, and people say to me, where do you come up with all these ideas all the time? You're always giving us new ideas to grow our practice, have a better team, enjoy dentistry more, earn more money, whatever. And of course, you know, I do research, I visit practices, I have my own practice for many years. But my favorite thing to do is whenever you're doing anything, non-dental things, always observe. Really look at things from an insider's perspective and think, how can I use this experience, this thing that I just experienced, to help my dental practice, whether it's learning what not to do, which we see far too often, or better yet, learning what to do. I mean, I don't care if you're in a tire shop getting a tire replaced, if you're walking down the streets of Manhattan, if you're at a concert, a sporting event, watching something on TV, whatever it is, always observe closely and think, this experience that I just had, how can I utilize this in my dental practice? So I'll give you an example. A few days ago, I took my car in for service, and the cars these days, man, it's unbelievable. I think I got I couldn't get in the car and turn it on without being blasted with messages on the little screen that my car was due for service and it's going to blow up if I don't take it in. I'm getting texts on my phone and emails, phone calls. I was waiting for a fax from the dealership telling me I had to bring my car in for an oil change. And of course, one of the things they emailed me was a $99 oil change special. So sure enough, I made the appointment right around lunchtime, not coincidentally, because, you know, that's the best time to make your car appointment. So I go to the dealership, and I'm sitting there, and it's lunchtime, and I don't have my car, so I can't drive anywhere. So right across the street, small street, there's this little shopping center. So these are my lunch choices. Okay, so I walk over to the shopping center. I don't know anything about this place, and I see this huge sign. It says, Authentic Indian Street Food. Bingo, that sounds perfect. Oh, man, this is great. It's about 11:50 a.m. I walk in. Place kind of had a weird smell to it, and it was completely deserted. Now, okay, maybe their lunch rush starts at 12 or 12:15 or 12:30, so I didn't mind that there were no people at the tables. But when I say completely deserted, I mean completely deserted. There was not even anybody working there at the counter. And there was nobody to be seen anywhere. It's a pretty large-sized restaurant, and nobody, no customers, nobody working there. I went, hello, is anybody home? Is anybody there? Nobody comes out. What a horrible experience. So what did I do? I WIWO'd. That's motto vernacular. W-I-W-O means walk in, walk out. I just walked in and walked right out. So that's something we talk about in the Matto family. Say, how's that, whatever? How's that restaurant? How's that dry cleaner? How's this? How's that? Oh, I WIWO'd. Now, sometimes you WISDWO, which is W-I-S-D-W-O. You walk in, you sit down, and then nobody comes over to the table. You just get a bad vibe, and then you walk out. That's a WISDWO. That's a little different than a WIWO. But I WIWO'd this place. The dental lesson I learned, it kind of reminded me of, and you know this from our, actually, you don't know because I don't play these mystery shopper calls, but I'd say about 40% of the time when I do the mystery shopper calls for the podcast or for a coaching client seminar or whatever, during regular business hours, nobody answers. It goes right to voicemail. And I thought, this is the dental version of that. I made the phone call, meaning I walked into authentic Indian street food. Nobody answered. There was nobody there. And I WIWO'd. And it's the same thing in your dental practice. If somebody calls, a potential new patient calls, and nobody answers, that's the same thing. It's like there's nobody there, and they will hang up, and they will never call back again. This place was a chain. I was thinking about it. It kind of reminded me of a DSO. There was just no personality or joy. There was no buzz. There was nothing there. It felt corporate. Obviously, the people that worked there weren't really that into it because they weren't even up at the counter at 11:50. So I WIWO'd. Then I'm looking around the shopping center, and there's another eatery just a few doors down. It's called Bebop Korean Mexican Grill. What? Korean Mexican? Who thought of this idea? What was the owner, like Jose Park? I don't know. It's not what I had in mind, but I figured, well, I'll walk in. You know, there aren't that many choices left after WIWO'ing the Indian place. So I walk in, very nondescript from the outside. Now, it was also kind of nondescript from the inside, but it was nice and clean, and they had good music playing. They actually had kind of bebop jazz playing, which goes with the theme of Bebop Korean Mexican Grill. And the place was kind of packed, and there was just a buzz. You could just tell there was a lot of positivity in the air. It was the kind of place you wanted to be. People were laughing, and it smelled like good food, and there was a guy behind the counter. It was fast casual. That's like a, I guess, a new name for establishments like this. It was fast casual, where you go up to the counter, and you order, and then they bring you the food. So anyway, I walk in, and the second I walk in, the guy standing behind the counter, he kind of catches my eye. He gives me a huge beaming smile, a very cheerful hello. He said, welcome to Bebop. We're so glad to have you here. Something like that. Instantly, I got the warm fuzzies. I knew this wasn't a chain. I knew this guy genuinely was happy that I walked in. And then I posed my kind of annoying question. It's an annoying question, but I ask it when I'm new to a place, kind of like a dental patient asking an annoying question, like, how much is a cleaning, or do you take my insurance, or whatever. I said, what do you recommend? And he smiled even bigger, and he said something like, well, first of all, let me tell you, all our food is freshly made. We prep the veggies individually for each order. That's why it's going to take you about 10 minutes to get your food. Nothing is ready ahead of time. We cook everything custom. I get here 2 hours before opening to marinate the meats. Our sauces are a secret recipe. They're amazing. We can customize anything you like. Then he asked me a few questions about what I like. And he highly recommended the Korean chicken bowl with purple rice, kimchi slaw, bean sprouts, cucumber, and a spicy red sauce. Yum! It sounds so good. I want to get that again. And he was so nice and so friendly and asked me a few more questions and just told me how happy he was that I was there for the first time. And then the owner came out. He introduced himself to me. He went around to each table checking on everybody. I mean, the food was great. But more so, this place was awesome. You could just taste the care and the love they put into preparing their food and greeting and treating their customers. It was awesome. It was a fee-for-service dental office hidden as a Korean-Mexican fast-casual joint. You know, so that kind of experience, it could be at a fast-casual, it could be at the fanciest restaurant in town, it could be at a watering hole down the street. You could just tell that the people who worked there really, really cared. It's kind of the dental office lesson, right? Smile, treat people like you want to be treated, make great recommendations for them to benefit them, not you. Ask questions, tell them how happy you are that they're there as a patient, greet them like you want to be treated, do it with enthusiasm. Man, that's my dental practice lesson from the Indian place and the Korean Mexican place. One of them, impersonal, didn't pick up the phone, so to speak. One of them, incredibly personalized. They made me feel like I wanted to be there. There was a nice friendly buzz in there. And they came through with the great food, of course. So you got to come through clinically. But the first step is to come through and make the patient feel like you are so excited to have them there. Enthusiasm goes a long way. Now, if you think the story's over yet, well, it almost is. But then I went back to the dealership to get my car. When I checked in, I gave them a $99 oil change and whatever, something special. And then they're tap, 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 and they're looking through my records. I knew they were going to recommend something else. That was a given, like popcorn. And the guy said, well, the only other service you do for is an air filter. That will be $167, which I'm thinking, hell of an air filter. I could probably go to an auto parts store and get it for 10 bucks. But of course, I said, sure. So I'm expecting the total to be about $267 plus tax, whatever. I go get the car. I go to the cashier. It's like $420. And I'm looking at this thing, and I asked the cashier. She didn't know what was going on. She walked me back to the service manager, and he's looking at it, and he says, well, oh, and I reminded him I had the coupon. Oh, I'm so sorry. And he's making all these excuses like, well, the SRM doesn't match the CMR, doesn't match the BMF, and he's tapping, so now the software is coded to do this and that. Like, I don't care, man. I feel like you tried to rip me off. Now, it might have been an honest mistake. I'm not so sure, but I'll tell you something. I am heavily considering whether I will go back there again. Don't mess around with somebody's finances. When you tell somebody something is going to cost a certain amount, you better believe that's what you're going to charge them. I got a really, really bad vibe, and frankly, I'm not so sure I'm going to go back there again. Except maybe I will because it's so close to Bebop Mexican Korean Grill. That might be enough to lure me there, but you better be sure I'm going to watch everything they do when it comes to charging me. So those are my lessons from everyday life. I just wanted to give you some examples because, again, I'm asked all the time where I come up with these practice growth ideas. So many of them are from experiences in everyday life. So whatever you do, watch closely, observe, bring the lessons back to your team meeting or your huddle. I know I do, I know many dentists do, and I know many team members do too. We love learning from stories and practical examples. You know, if you just go to a morning huddle one day and say, today our project is to greet everyone enthusiastically, it just doesn't work. But when you involve a story and when you deliver it enthusiastically, then it works. All right, fun stuff. But I think it's time for our mystery shopper calls. Before I go to our mystery shopper calls, I of course want to remind you of a couple things. First of all, if you have any questions, comments, anything, my personal email address is yours. Email me. It's rich, R-I-C-H, at maddow, MADOW.com. I read and respond to every single email, so I'd love to hear from you. If you want to help other dental practices all across the country, all across the world, I'll ask you a slight favor. Just give us a great rating on whatever podcast app you're using, a 5-star, thumbs up, whatever it is. And if you've got another 30 seconds, write a nice little review. Dentists all over will appreciate that they get to learn this great stuff too. And of course, you want to lower your overhead? Well, do it like we do it at the Maddow Center. We don't pay that overage percentage for our credit card processing. No, we don't. We just pay a low flat monthly fee because we use Stax, STAX. And you should do the same. So go to maddow.com/save to find out more about using Stax. I'm over here in Command Central. We're going to do some mystery shopper calls. While you're at it, go to maddow.com/newsletter to sign up. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Drinking from my dental practice fixer's mug. You can win one too when you sign up for our newsletter. Okay. Decided to keep it simple this time. Do you take dental insurance? How can you not appoint a patient that calls and asks, do you take dental insurance? Well, let's see how our mystery offices did, starting with this one.
Calling the office of Dr. This is Claudia. How may I help you?
Hi, do you take dental insurance?
Yes, we do.
And how does that work usually? Like, do I have to pay first and get and have to contact them, or do you do that? What is the story?
We would verify your benefits, and depending if it's if we're in network or out of network, what is your insurance?
It's Delta, I think, Delta Dental Service.
Okay, Delta Dental. We are out of network with Delta Dental. We do accept it, however, they're at out of network fees. The doctor does also give you for having that insurance 25% courtesy off of the treatment.
Oh, wow. So even though you don't accept my insurance, I get a discount.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And why don't you accept that? It seems pretty popular.
No, they're not. They don't pay very well. It's a, this,
they don't pay
yeah,
well. Oh,
no.
I see. Mm-hmm. The doc's not making enough money, huh? I got you. Okay.
There's a lot of people. There's actually quite a lot of people have gotten out of accepting Delta. So, yeah.
I see. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye now.
Wow. Oh, man. If somebody asks you why you're not in network, please don't make it about the money. Oh, they don't pay enough. That just, they don't. We all know maybe they don't. Maybe that doesn't fit your practice model, but don't make it about the money. The money. We can't provide the great treatment that you deserve if we remain in network without insurance. Practice it at your team meetings. Come up with something that suits you, whatever, but make it about the patient. Make it about the patient. And then, it's a tough question when you're out of network, but she made very little attempt to get me in. They can still see me. She should have explained that even though they're out of network, they can still see me and this is how it would work and y'all get excellent treatment and you'll love it here. You know all the stuff I talk about all the time, yada, yada, yada. She made no attempt at all to appoint me. Okay, let's keep moving on.
Good morning, Lorena speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, do you take dental insurance there?
What is the name of the insurance?
The name of the insurance is Delta Dental.
Delta, yes, sir. As long as it's a PPO, he is a provider.
Great. Good to know. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
She couldn't wait to get me off the phone. Thank you so much. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Why not say you're welcome? Let's get you scheduled. We can see you tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. If that's not good for you, we have Thursday at 8 a.m., which works best. Whatever. She made zero, zero, zero attempt to get me in. Wow. I just want to back up for a second because I started talking and then I realized we didn't really have time to get into this that much about how to respond to a patient who says that, do you take my insurance and you're not in network without insurance? Is there a good way to still get that patient in? And I covered this in depth on the webinar we just did about answering the most difficult questions that patients ask. I believe that's at matter.com/webinars. It might be webinar single, but I think it's plural. Go to matter.com/webinars or go to our website. You should be able to watch that entire webinar and get the definitive great answer to that question. So it's up right now. It's not going to be up forever. I highly, highly, highly recommend you check it out. Okay, that last call, man, that was 25 seconds long. Do you take my insurance? Yes, we do. Okay, don't ask me to come in, whatever you do. I mean, I'm just calling to see if you take my insurance. I don't want an appointment. Of course I want an appointment. No attempt whatsoever.
How may I help you?
Hi, is this the dental office?
Yes, you're calling dental.
Great. Hey, do you take dental insurance there?
Yes, we do take dental insurance.
Mm-hmm. And how does that work if I come in like for a checkup and cleaning, for example?
Well, we would just have to schedule you an appointment. And then prior to the appointment, we do send forms to your phone. Those forms do have to be filled out before the appointment.
Got it. Do you send them to me or just to my phone?
We send them electronically. So it's only to either your phone number or to an email.
I see. Okay. Great. Got it. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Another one. Why am I calling a dental office to see if they take my insurance? Most likely, I know this sounds crazy, but most likely it's because I want to come in there as a patient. No attempt to appoint. Before my head explodes from this craziness, let's just do one more call. then we'll call it a day.
For calling dentistry, this is Anna speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, I have a question for you. Do you take dental insurance in your office?
We do take dental insurances, yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And how does that work, like if I just need a checkup and cleaning or, you know, something simple like that?
Okay, so right now we can set you up for an exam and your x-rays. So a doctor can take a look at you and we can establish you as a patient. And then we can put you on a wait list for your cleaning because right now we don't have anything available for a cleaning until September.
Oh, wow. It's April now. So if I made an appointment now, I wouldn't be able to get my teeth. They might get really dirty between now and September. That's kind of gross.
Yeah. Like I said, you know, we can put you on that wait list. We get cancellations all the time. So, I mean, I'm sure we can get you in probably this month or next month for that cleaning.
Why do you get cancellations all the time?
Well, because people, you know, they go on vacation and then they call and reschedule or they have meetings and they reschedule.
People are so irresponsible, aren't they? It's unbelievable. I just don't think that's going to work for me. Waiting until September is just not going to work for me, though.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Give me 1 second. You know what? I actually have something right now for the 18th.
Oh, you got to be kidding. I can't come in on the 18th.
Mm. Oh, no. Because somebody did call and reschedule for that day? Yeah. Let me check really quick.
I don't want to hassle you to do that, but I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, sure. No problem. If you change your mind, give us a call.
I will. Cool. Thanks. Bye.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. At the end there, she was trying to find me an appointment, which I really appreciated. I didn't want to waste her time because obviously I'm, you know, not calling to actually make an appointment, but most people would be. 5 months for a hygiene appointment is unacceptable. It's very, now maybe this dentist doesn't care, but it's very difficult to grow your practice if you can't get a patient in. Now they did the exam and x-ray radiographs, of course, but 5 months for a hygiene visit. If you're trying to grow your practice, that's just not acceptable. Not acceptable. Then she said, we get cancellations all the time. Why would you ever say that? She could maybe say something like, our schedule does change from time to time. Let me put you on the wait list. It's still not good because she wasn't scheduling me right off the bat. And then, magically, she found an appointment for the April 18th, which, full disclosure, I'm recording this on April 15th. She could have got me in. Why didn't she offer that first? Why didn't she say, can you come in on the 18th? And then she starts looking through the schedule to find other openings. Why not offer those first instead of saying right off the bat, the biggest turnoff line, we can't see you for 5 months. Oh, boy. A lot of potential there, though. All four of these people were super nice, weren't they? Oh, for four, though, as far as I'm concerned. Simple question. Do you take my insurance? No appointments made. I think that is going to have to wrap it up for this episode of the Dental Practice Fixers Podcast. I'll be back soon with all kinds of cool stuff for you. Thanks so much. I'm Dr. Richard Maddow, co-founder of the Maddow Center. You can find us at MADOW.com. And don't forget, Maddow.com/experience. You can come to a live full day, docs and team members. It's going to be unbelievable. So I hope to see you there. Email me if you have any questions, rich@maddow.com. Thanks so much. Bye.